Sri Bhagavan says, to search and slay the sinner, the Naraka ego, corrupted by the thought that one is the Naraka form, the false body tenement, and to shine as the true self, this is Dipavali indeed. From the Upadesha Sahasri of Sri Shankaracharya. I bow down to that all-knowing one, which is pure consciousness, all-pervading, all, residing in the hearts of all beings, and beyond all objects of knowledge. The aspirant cannot know that he is Brahman, if it is different from the self. But if he has the conviction that he, the self, is Brahman, this is right knowledge which destroys ignorance. As it is the object of pure consciousness and exists for it, the ego is not the self. Pure consciousness is the universal self when the object portion is rejected. I am the Supreme Brahman, all-knowing and all-pervading, mounted upon the intellect. All things in all conditions are always illumined by me. Just as in the presence of sunlight, colors such as red, etc., are manifested in a jewel, so all objects are seen in the intellect in my presence. All things are therefore illumined by me, like sunlight. As the intellects of all beings are illumined by my consciousness, all beings are bodies belonging to me, who am all-knowing and free from all sins and virtues. I am the Supreme Brahman, which is pure consciousness, always clearly manifest, unborn, one only, imperishable, unattached, and all-pervading like space, and non-dual. I am, therefore, ever free. Om. I am the witness, pure and changeless consciousness. I am by nature devoid of objects, unborn and established in the self. I am all-pervading Brahman, in the front, oblique, upward, downward, and in all other directions. I am unborn, deathless, devoid of old age, immortal, self-effulgent, all-pervading and non-dual, perfectly pure, having neither cause nor effect, and contented with the one bliss, I am free. Om. All beings are by nature pure consciousness itself. It is due to ignorance that they appear to be different from it. Their apparent difference from it is removed by the teaching, Thou art existence. Just as dreams appear to be true as long as one does not wake up, so the identification of oneself with the body, etc., and the authenticity of sense perception and the like in the waking state continue, so long as there is no self-knowledge. I am Brahman, of the nature of pure consciousness, without qualities, free from ignorance, and free from the three states of waking, dreaming, and deep sleep. Living in all beings like space, I am the witness, free from all their defects. Ever free and different from names, forms, and actions, I am the Supreme Brahman, the Self, consisting of pure consciousness, and always without a second. I am Brahman without attributes, ever pure, ever free, non-dual, homogeneous, like space, and of the nature of consciousness, from which the object portion has been negated. He who knows that the consciousness of the self never ceases to exist, and that it is never an agent, and also gives up the egoism that he is a knower of Brahman, is a real knower of the self. Others are not so. I am the self of all, as the intellects of all beings are illumined by me, who am of the nature of the light of consciousness only. The ideas I and mine are superimposed on the self due to ignorance. They do not exist when the self is known to be one only. How can there be an effect without a cause? He is a knower of the self to whom the ideas, I and mine, have become quite meaningless. Sound, etc., cannot illumine themselves or one another. Therefore, taste, etc., are illumined by one other than themselves. They pertain to the body, as they are objects of knowledge. The objects of knowledge, the ego and other changes, described as mine, such as desires, efforts, pleasure, etc., cannot similarly illumine themselves. They cannot illumine one another for the same reason. You, the self, are therefore different from them. As the minds of all embodied beings are pervaded by the self as consciousness, which is its nature, like space, There is neither a lower nor a higher knower other than itself. So there is one non-dual universal self alone. The one and the same self is in all beings, and they are in it, just as all beings are in space. As everything is pervaded by space, so also everything is pervaded by the self, which is considered to be pure, and which consists of the light of pure consciousness. The self is changeless and all-pervading, on account of its being the witness of all the functions of the mind. It would be of limited knowledge, like the intellect, etc., if it were subject to change. Unlike the knowledge gained through the eye, etc., the knowledge of the knower does not cease to exist. It is said that the knowledge of the knower does not go out of existence. The knower, therefore, is always of the homogeneous nature of knowledge. One should discriminate thus. Who am I? Am I a combination of the elements, or of the senses, or am I any one of them separately? I am not any one of the elements separately, or their aggregate. Similarly, I am not any one of the senses, or their aggregate. They are objects and instruments of knowledge, respectively. The knower is different from all of these. The conditions of the mind, the intellect, and the senses produced by actions are illumined by pure consciousness, like jars and other things by the sun. Independent of every other knowledge of the nature of the light of pure consciousness, and not distanced by anything, Brahman, my own nature, is always known by me. The sun does not require any other light in order to illumine itself. Just so, knowledge does not require any other knowledge, except that which is its own nature, in order to be known. Just as one light does not depend on another in order to be revealed, so what is one's own nature does not depend on anything else. Just as there is no day or night in the sun, as it is of the nature of light only, so there is no knowledge or ignorance in the self, which is of the nature of pure consciousness only. One who has fallen into the stream of births and deaths cannot save oneself by anything else except knowledge. The Shruti says that the knots of the heart are torn asunder, all doubts disappear, and one's actions come to an end when the self is seen. If the self to be known is beyond everything, as there exists nothing else, I bow down in that, to that pure, all-seeing and omniscient one, which is to be known. I bow down to that all-knowing and all-powerful one, who is of the nature of consciousness, and besides whom there is nothing else, such as a knower, knowledge, or an object of knowledge. I bow down to my most adorable Guru, who is all-knowing and has, by imparting knowledge to me, saved me from the great ocean of births and deaths filled with ignorance. Om.